Welcome to the Hidden Healing Podcast, The Heroine's Journey. This podcast is just for you. Yes, you, you beautiful soul and kindred spirit, with a gentle heart who, because of life's circumstances, have been hurt, neglected, and left in so many ways to fend for yourself because the adults who raised you weren't able to be what you needed or provide you what you needed in the early years of life. I have a hunch that you, my friend, have worked really hard to have a good life and to provide one for your family, and you've succeeded, but you still aren't feeling connected to the people in your life or fulfilled, and you're always meeting other people's needs, which never allows time for your own needs. You've likely already done work on yourself, so this journey isn't new to you, but you know that there's more to be done. In this podcast, we'll talk about how complex trauma robs you of joy and connection, even into adulthood, until you do the inner work. You may be wondering, what more is there to be done? Well, let me tell you. Helping others on the journey of healing from the impact of complex trauma is my passion. I have spent the last 5 years really digging into what specific aspects of healing will bring the biggest impact in life, and how to open the doors to more healing and connection so that you never feel lonely or disconnected again. So listen in as we discuss complex trauma and how you have the power to change how you feel and, yes, change your life now. This episode is brought to you by Clear Concepts, Courses, and Coaching. Do you ever wonder if you've experienced complex trauma? Find clarity with my free mini workbook. It's designed to help you identify complex trauma and figure out if you could have it so that you can break lifelong patterns that may be keeping you feeling stuck and alone. This resource is your first step towards healing and recovery. So get the mini workbook to start uncovering answers today. It's straightforward, it's supportive, and it's yours for free. Begin your journey to understand and to healing now. The link is in the show notes. Let's talk about something that people who grew up with crap lives in childhood often don't relate to. In fact, they think it's cringy to talk about, and that's self-love. There's so many opinions on self-love, and much like its cousin, self-care, people often think that it's the media's word to get us to buy more stuff. But what is it really? And why are we talking about it today? Well, I was listening to a webinar on self-love. I don't even remember how I came across the webinar, but I was looking for something to listen to and it was there. I loved this lady. She preached self-love like a magnificent and grand concept that I just needed to reach towards. Listen, I was seriously eating it up. I loved it so much. I wanted what she was talking about, but then it hit me. Self-love isn't going to fix complex trauma. In fact, to get to a place where we have self-love, we have to do a lot of work on ourselves and our trauma. But the concept of self-love is still worth looking at, because when we do get to see how things could be or where we're headed to, it can really light us up. And not just that, but when you heal from complex trauma, you get little glimmers of self-love, and being able to identify these glimmers helps us step out of our mind and see our growth. Now, your view on self-love will change depending on where you are in your journey to healing yourself. And in the beginning, mostly people are healing from complex trauma are stuck in the fight or flight. Probably around 90% of the time, in my opinion, you're either in fight or flight or you're numbing out because of it. And further down the road, as you spend time healing, you end up spending less and less time in your sympathetic nervous system, the fight or flight. And then you can even start to take a minute to think about the concept of self-love. But before we get too far ahead, let's define it so we make sure that we're talking about the same thing. Self-love is the practice of caring for, respecting, and valuing yourself. It involves acknowledging your worth and accepting yourself as you are, flaws and all. But how does that look? And why do we cringe when we hear people talk about self-love? Well, think about it. The general programming around you, what is the messaging we're getting? Just turn on the TV or social media. You aren't good enough until you have a perfect body or buy this mascara that gives you giant eyelashes, or until you buy this or buy that. The general consensus is that women are just not enough, right? Women today believe that to even take a bath or spend a night away from the family is selfish. So what do we do? Well, let's just reach for another glass of wine at night, or another episode of Netflix, or a package of cookies, or another snarky, gossipy conversation. Women are taught that if you are just pretty enough and maybe stand a certain way, maybe someone will pick you. And we're taught to, we're here to serve, right? We have to earn our worth. But think about this. How many women did you know as a child who modeled epic self-love? The myth of the selfless mother comes to mind for me. That's something I saw modeled. That's a myth that has been told for so long that many of us believe it. And when a mother is selfless, she even gets admiration and praise. Our mothers and our grandmothers were so well-intending, but they grew up in the same system as us, so they got the same information. So where are we seeing examples of this self-love? Not really anywhere. Another myth is that if you have self-love, you'll be too full of yourself. And if you're too full of yourself, in your mom's view or your grandma's view, you probably won't ever find a husband. And in other people's view, maybe other women will hate you. But are self-love and being too full of yourself even related? I think that's a great question. So in general, people with complex trauma that is unhealed focus a lot on themselves, right? It's normal. And this is a sign of complex trauma because people are often just like in so much pain. We know that complex trauma that is unhealed or undealt with can cause a lot of body pain. It can cause autoimmune disease. It can cause headaches, things like that. So people who are living in unhealed complex trauma are often very focused on themselves, right? And of course, that's because our own needs are all-encompassing and take everything we can just to possibly do or just to hold ourselves together. So in a way, someone with unhealed complex trauma can come across as self-centered. But true self-love is different. And when you fill your own cup, so to speak, you have an abundance of love to share. So it makes you the opposite of self-love. But of course, to get to that point, we really have to focus on healing ourselves. And before we get there, usually we're serving other people out of our own need, which is why we get so drained and feel like a shell of a person. So you can kind of start to understand why the world loves a woman who doesn't love herself. She's painfully insecure. She doesn't believe she's worthy. She doesn't love herself, and she doesn't believe she has any right to ask for more. She puts up with so much, and she's pleasing and grateful for the little bit she gets, the dry breadcrumbs that are thrown at her. We've been so trained that we have to earn our worth and our self-love, and it's so sad. Why do women have self-love get a bad reputation? While a woman with self-love who doesn't tolerate being treated badly. So she doesn't put up with bad relationships. She won't tolerate being dismissed or being made to feel small. She isn't afraid to ask for what she wants. More in a relationship, a raise or a bonus at work, or seconds at dinner. Let's be honest. There may be men who think you're too much, and there may be women who feel insecure around you if you have self-love. But why is that? Some women don't understand that it's healthy to love yourself. So when you love yourself, you are probably too much for that guy who doesn't understand that it's a sign of emotional health. And you're probably too much for other people or other women who are threatened and scared and maybe even wish that they could be that free. And that's okay. Someone has to model this so more women can see it, and then they'll be able to find their self-love. But let's get back to our healing story. This may be hard to really have listened to this far. I know because I've been there too. But as we heal complex trauma, we start to sense our self-love. Clearly, though, we can't just say, put on self-love, and then the complex trauma is gone. Mm-mm. We have to do healing first. We have to get rid of that shame. So I think shame is one of the biggest things that keeps people from self-love. Brené Brown, who's a research professor and author, does work on vulnerability, courage, shame, and empathy. And she defines shame as intensely painful feelings or experience of believing that we're flawed and therefore unworthy of love. We're unworthy of belonging. We're unworthy of connection. And she kind of distinguishes shame and guilt, which sometimes feels a little confusing. So shame is like, guilt is I did something bad, and shame is I am bad. So she really takes shame and shines a light on it. And I love her work because I think that it really helps women to be able to let go of that shame so that they can start to love themselves and start to allow that those feelings of self-love to bubble up. But really, shame, it does underlie many of our negative behaviors, and it prevents us from living happy lives. So if you're still carrying any shame, that's a good place to look at so that you can get to the place where you know you deserve love, and not just from other people, but you deserve to love yourself the most. So self-love is not a fix to heal us. Self-love isn't something that we can just put on and then, ta-da, our trauma is all healed. But as you heal your trauma, you will grow to love yourself. Listen, in our complex trauma, we have been taught to seek approval and validation from outside of ourselves. But when we have self-love, we get to stop that and we get to be the love we want to feel. We get to validate ourselves. We get to give ourselves the things that we think we need from other people. So many people, even people who have started on this journey, are still waiting to be loved, and they're still waiting to love themselves. Like, I'll love myself when I lose weight or cellulite, or when I have this or that, when I get a degree, when I find the perfect husband. Self-love is loving yourself despite all of that. Loving yourself in dark times when you're naked in front of the mirror, or when you're ugly crying, or when you're a hot mess mom who's just doing her absolute best to care for her family. Self-love is built in the spaces where you get to love and honor all of you the way you are right now. In fact, you actually need that love to do all of those things. You also need to claim all of your feelings, your shadows, and that shame. All of your emotions get honored and felt. You can't fully love yourself when you only love yourself when you're happy or grateful or doing good or when you're at a certain weight. Sometimes it comes in those dark places late at night. You love the full humanity and the full expression of who you are, the full version of you, the fat thighs, the mom that shows up a mess, the one that cries in the shower. All of you deserves that love. You don't wait to love yourself until you achieve perfection or arrive somewhere. You love yourself with the good and the bad. As you love yourself and build yourself up, you get to learn to trust yourself, to validate yourself, to soothe yourself, to know, I have me. So many women don't trust other women. They don't trust the dating world. They don't trust men. They don't trust their parents. We have learned not to trust other people. But what you start to learn is that the more that you love yourself, the more that you trust yourself. And that allows you to be the one that you look to for that validation, for decisions, for love. You learn to trust you. And so you know that no matter what happens, you'll find a way and you'll move through hard times, because hard times are just a part of life. Once you learn self-love, you don't need other people to love you, but it's just the cherry on top. You don't need that approval from other people because you love yourself and approve of yourself. Lastly, I just want to leave you with another thought and just a reminder that having too much love for yourself doesn't mean that you're selfish. When you have that much love, it overflows to those around you. You then have enough to do all the things and be all the things in the best way possible that you can. So you get to be the best mom because you have enough love for yourself and to support others around you. And you get to be the best wife because you have enough to fill your own cup and it overflows, and that love gets to support your spouse. Your self-love actually unburdens those around us because no longer is there an expectation for someone else to meet a need that you can meet on your own. It makes the people around us freer. And it also shows other people what it looks like to love yourself. So we really need to challenge the stories that we have in our mind about self-love and then change that story so that as we heal and grow and those glimmers of self-love start to appear, we can stop and celebrate our growth. Thank you for joining me today. I know your time is valuable, and I appreciate that you chose to come here. Remember to go to the show notes and grab your free mini workbook. It's designed to help you identify complex trauma and figure out if you could have it so that you can break lifelong patterns that may be keeping you feeling stuck and alone. This resource is your first step towards healing and recovery. So go get the mini workbook to start uncovering answers today. It's straightforward, it's supportive, and it's yours for free. Begin your journey to understanding and healing now. The link is in the show notes, and I'll see you next week.